Hello, my friends. Welcome to Hope for Your Heart. This is Pastor Calvin Corbett. This is the Friday broadcast. So glad that you're joining us today. And as I always do on the Friday broadcast, I remind you that it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. And I hope that you come and worship on Sunday morning with us. If you're not a part of the Hickory Ridge family, or if you don't have a church that you're part of, we'd like to invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. We do drive-in church at 9 a.m. We do a regular service inside at 10:30. And at our 10:30 service, that's when we have programs for the kids. We have Elevate, we have nursery, we have preschool. We even have a youth Sunday school class at 10:30 on our Sunday morning service. And the address for Hickory Ridge Community Church is 3320 Battlefield Boulevard South in Chesapeake, Virginia. I'd love to see you. I promise you, we'll make you right at home. Just come into the double glass doors where it says, welcome home, and we'll make you feel right at home. So glad that you would consider joining us as we worship on Sunday. Well, today, as you know, it's Friday, and so we're going to do something different on the broadcast today, and we're going to be sharing one of my favorite ministries of our church, and it's called Celebrate Recovery. You may or may not have heard of this ministry, but this is actually a worldwide ministry that was started at the Saddleback Church out in California where Pastor Rick Warren is. And one of the guys in his church actually started this ministry, wrote up all of the curriculum for this ministry called Celebrate Recovery. And I guess Pastor Rick was so impressed with it, he told John Baker to go ahead and start this ministry at Saddleback Church. And I guess you could say the rest is history, because now it is throughout churches in the nation, throughout the world. And basically what Celebrate Recovery is, it's a ministry to help you navigate through some of the difficulties that you have in life. It's to help you to get past some of the habits that you have, some of the hurts that you have, and the hang-ups that you have in your life. It is a powerful, powerful ministry. We've been doing it at Celebrate Recovery at Hickory Ridge Church for over a year now, and I'm so glad to have with me the guy that is kind of the mastermind behind this ministry. And if you'd like to join us for Celebrate Recovery, we meet Sunday afternoons at 6 o'clock right at the church. We'd love to have you come. You don't have to be part of our church to be part of this ministry. But today I have with me Greg Mayshock. And Greg is an awesome guy. He's a guy that God has really used. And he has been delivered from some things in his life. And he is an amazing guy. And I've known Greg for over 20 years. And just to see what God's done in his life has been phenomenal. And so I'm going to ask Greg some questions about Celebrate Recovery. And my hope is that this will encourage you to A, pray for this ministry, and B, maybe to come and join this ministry. Or maybe you have somebody that you know that needs help to get past the hurts, the habits, and the hangups they have. I tell you what, I think everybody needs Celebrate Recovery. And so I try to join them as much as I can on Sunday evenings. And basically how the program works is you have the first hour where you have a group together where we do worship. We have either a testimony time or we have a teaching segment. And then we break out into groups, smaller groups, men with men, women with women. And that is a safe place where you can kind of navigate through some of the difficulties that you have. And it's done in a loving and a supportive environment. So I'm so glad that we have Greg Mayshock with us today. And so, Greg, I want to introduce you to our broadcast. And I want to thank you for taking your time today to be with us. And I want you just to share a little bit about who you are and tell us a little bit about your testimony of how God's worked in your life and what God's doing in your life. So, Greg, share a little bit about your life.
Wow, what a great introduction. I'm going to start out introducing myself the way that we always do in Celebrate Recovery. And we do that by saying, hi, my name's Greg. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with addiction to alcohol, anxiety, depression, anger, and a whole bunch of other issues that Celebrate Recovery has helped me discover about myself. We introduce ourselves that way because we are not our problems. We are children of Christ, and we learn how to identify those problems and overcome them, relying on the strength of Jesus. Problems can seem like they're so impossible to overcome, especially when you're in the middle of the storm, just like when we had that storm yesterday. Sometimes it can feel like things just aren't going to get better. And for me, the storm that I was going through is I'm a retired Navy guy. I retired about 17 years ago. And I drank my whole life. And about 2.5 years ago, I had just overcome recovering from stage 4 cancer, which I thought was going to kill me. And by God's grace and the helps of some other people, I overcame that. And after I overcame that, I started drinking again because anxiety over not being able to pay the bills and take care of my family was extremely difficult. And it came to a point where I just couldn't sleep anymore. And there was no amount of alcohol or sleeping pills. And I was getting the care of doctors and therapists. I was in therapy and nothing was really helping. And so I checked into rehab because I had a physical addiction to alcohol that I didn't realize that I had. I got sober and then I was so happy. It's like, wow, I slayed the dragon. I beat alcoholism. I'm not taking a drink anymore. But after a few months, I'm like, my life is so difficult. Why aren't things better? And I called Pastor Calvin and said, hey, I need some help. And he said, hey, we're starting this ministry at our church called Celebrate Recovery. I'd like you to come to it. And it wasn't the Celebrate Recovery meeting. It was actually about starting the ministry. And we started going. And after a few weeks, I'm like, these people think I'm here to help them. It's like, I came here to get some help, not be the help. And I told these people, do you realize I just quit drinking a few months ago? And they're like, no, we need you. We need you. I'm like, okay. And I stuck with the program. And that was about 2.5 years ago. And not only did I stick with the program and did things get much better, but I also help run the ministry now. And it's just been such a huge change in my life. And I can't thank Pastor Calvin and the program for helping me get through and overcome so much.
You know, Greg's testimony is really a powerful testimony because he was involved in our church and then he stopped coming. And I reached out to him for a short while and I wouldn't get much of a response back from him. And so I kind of stopped aggravating him. And he told me later that the reason that he stopped coming to church is because he was ashamed and he was drinking and he felt like he was totally hypocritical to come to church on Sunday, knowing that he had this battle with alcohol. And I want you to know that as we look at Celebrate Recovery, and I love how Greg introduced himself as a joyful believer in Jesus Christ who happens to struggle with these various areas. And I always introduce myself as I'm a joyful believer in Jesus Christ, and I struggle with sin because there's so many issues that we all struggle with. And so when you come to Celebrate Recovery, your identity is in Christ first. That you're Amen. A joyful believer in Christ, and he's the one that's going to give you the victory, and you happen to have an issue that you struggle with. And by the way, we all have issues that we struggle with, and that's why I love Celebrate Recovery, because the principles work for anybody who will work the principles. You know, we have a saying in recovery, the steps work when you work the steps. And so Celebrate Recovery was based upon the Sermon on the Mount. And when John Baker wrote this, he was reading through the Sermon on the Mount, and he saw a correlation between the principles that Jesus gives on the Sermon on the Mount and the 12 steps that are available through AA and NA. The difference would be that the 12 steps that they use in Celebrate Recovery are based on Scripture and are based on not necessarily a higher power, but it's a Christ-centered recovery program. So, Greg, can you tell us a little more about the details of how Celebrate Recovery works at Hickory Ridge Community Church? What are some of the principles that we use? What are some of the dynamics of this ministry? And then how can somebody be involved with Celebrate Recovery?
Well, I'd love to share that with you. Celebrate Recovery basically has three parts. The first part is when you come to Hickory Ridge Community Church for Celebrate Recovery on Sundays at 6. The first thing that you'll see is we have our large group worship. And we do that right in the sanctuary. We're blessed that our church thinks this program is so important that they let us have it in the sanctuary, not like in another room like you might use in some other 12-step programs. And people come in, they're kind of impressed. It's like, wow, you know, we're not in a trailer somewhere. You know, they feel like they're important. And people are important, and people are the heart of the program. And for that large group session, you're going to have a few worship songs because it's called Celebrate Recovery. That large group is the celebrate portion of your recovery because recovery is hard and you have to have some things to look forward to and to feel good about stuff. And after those three songs, we're going to open with our eight principles or the 12 steps. And each of these, unlike other 12-step programs, have biblical comparisons. And that's the important part. This isn't just some person saying you should do this. Everything that we do in Celebrate Recovery is biblically based. So, you know, it's tried and true. information that has been tested for thousands of years. And that's what's good about it. Plus, if you're struggling with something and you realize time and time again that you can't get over it, it's because you're relying on your own strength to get through it, not Jesus' strength. So Celebrate Recovery teaches that in everything. After the large group opens with the worship music, then 1 week we'll have a testimony, another week we'll have a lesson. Pastor Calvin mentioned the victory. Just this past Sunday, Tracy taught lesson 15, which was victory, how to have victory over your hurts, habits, hang-ups, and any character defects that you might have that leads to them.
Very good, man. That sounds good. Victory. I think we all could use some victory in our lives, especially with all that is happening with this coronavirus and the unsettledness that we're feeling in our nation. We just came through a Celebrate Recovery Summit, and there were some really interesting aspects of that summit. And one of the things that I really gained out of listening to some of those sessions was one in particular. I didn't realize that I have some codependency tendencies in my life. And I thought, man, I'm not codependent on anybody. But as I was listening to that segment, I think it was taught by Miss John Baker's wife. And as you think about it, when you go through a time of recovery, it's kind of like peeling an onion. You know, you get the outer layer off. It's like, I got it, right? In Greg's case, if I could just take care of alcohol, life would be good. And so we got victory in there, but he discovered that there's reasons that he used alcohol as his drug of choice to cover up the pain. And as I've dealt with people that are in recovery, there's always an issue of pain. They're hurting, and that's why they do something that is addictive. And so the first step is we've got to get past this denial. We've got to admit that we have an issue and that our lives have become unmanageable because of this particular drug of choice. And it could be alcohol, it could be drugs. But I'm always surprised at the high percentage of people that are in Celebrate Recovery that are not addicted to drugs or alcohol. They have another issue. And it's manifested in that they're doing some self-destructive type of behavior that has caused their life to become unmanageable. So, Greg, let's talk about what would be the first thing we would encourage somebody to do that is battling addiction or battling a hurt they can't get past. What would be the first step for them to take if they have somebody they love, maybe that even themselves, that are struggling in this area? What would you recommend them to do first as they begin this road to recovery?
The first thing that people need to do is reach out for help. You cannot do this alone. Especially if you're like me, I didn't even realize that I was physically addicted to alcohol. I didn't know that until I was in rehab, and they would check in my handshakes several times a day. And that was the first time that I noticed that I was physically addicted. So reaching out for help is, you just can't do it alone. We could do a whole week of shows on the cycle of addiction. And the short answer is, it's extremely difficult, and doing it alone is almost impossible. But through Celebrate Recovery, you're not depending on your own strength and doing those insane things over and over again. You're depending on the help of others and God's strength to get you through it.
Amen. So if you need some help, I'm going to give you a phone number, and you can call our church. And there is somebody there at the church from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Hickory Ridge Community Church, 757-421-7500. 757-421-7500. And if you will call us, we will put you in contact. If you're a man, we'll put you in contact with Greg. If you're a woman, we'll put you in contact with Tracy. And they will help you to be connected with us. And by the way, again, I want to remind you that you don't have to be a member of Hickory Ridge Community Church. I would say probably half the people that participate in our Celebrate Recovery are part of other churches, and that's fine. We're not trying to take you from your church. We're trying to help you to navigate through the steps of recovery because we know that if you can get past some of these hurts and the habits and the hangups that you have, you will become a better dad. If you're a father, you become a better mother. You'll become a better wife, a better husband. You'll be a blessing to your church, and you'll encourage your family. And there's so many benefits to getting past some of these hurts, habits, and hangups. Sometimes people ask me, well, how do I know when I have successfully, you know, worked the steps and I'm successful in overcoming my addiction? So maybe Greg can help us with that. How do we know that we are on the path to success, that we're going down the right path, that we are now seeing some victory in our lives? Can you speak briefly into that as to what that looks like?
That is something that I'm actually going through right now. I've been in the program for 2.5 years, and I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning a lot about the different issues that were causing me to drink alcohol to solve my problems, which isn't successful. The way that I'm seeing in my recovery is that I just am happy. Something that was completely empty from my life before, you find happiness. And something I'm learning through Pastor Calvin, through our church, and through Celebrate Recovery is I'm giving back to others through the program. I tell other people in my recovery, the big part for me is giving back to other by being a leader in the program and helping other people and taking those phone calls from people that are struggling like I was 2.5 years ago. When you start to see that you're praying for other people instead of praying for only yourself, that you're helping other people, that you're reaching out, that's how I'm seeing in my own recovery that I'm having success in the program, that I'm not just concerned about myself. Addiction is a very selfish problem. Recovery is when you're able to look outside yourself and help other people, and that's how it's working in my recovery.
Well, that's good information to know. And I always say when a person is working through these steps, one of the ways that we know they are successful is that they can help somebody who has the same addiction they have without being drawn back into that old addiction. And to me, that's one of the ways that you know you have overcome that addiction. You can help somebody else, as Greg had mentioned. And I think it starts with being servant. You know, Jesus said, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you got to be servant of all. And I'm always kind of leery of the person who comes to Celebrate Recovery maybe one time, and all of a sudden they want to be teaching a segment, or they want to be leading a segment. And I'm like, well, would you be willing to go over there and put the coffee on and give us a cup of coffee? And again, Jesus says, if you want to be great in God's kingdom, you got to be servant of all. And so Celebrate Recovery is teaching us to be servants as we work these steps. And as you think about a person that is battling addiction, how can we help this person? We mentioned about the first step. The first step is we cannot deny that we have this addiction. We've got to get past that. We've got to admit that our lives have become unmanageable. What are some other things that we could help somebody who is battling with an addiction? And when I say this, you may be looking at yourself and says, I need this help. It's not somebody else that needs it. I need it, okay? And so I want to encourage you, if you are one who needs help, don't be afraid, right? Don't be ashamed. Your shame is something that is keeping you in that addiction, that guilt that you're feeling because you're feeling this addiction. But what can we do to help a person kind of work through and get the help that they need?
Well, you already mentioned it earlier, we say in Celebrate Recovery, keep coming back because it works if you work it. You can't just come to a meeting or two and expect to have this huge life change because it took you years and years for your hurts, habits, and hangups to develop into the problems that are separating you from Jesus and separating you from the loved ones and the people you care about in your life. So you have to reach out to other people and just work the program and work the steps.
All right, very good. You know, we talked about how the overall program kind of works. We gather together for an open session. We worship together in the sanctuary. Then we break off into groups with men with men and women with women. Another part of the Celebrate Recovery curriculum that I really appreciate, which I would consider kind of the meat of the Celebrate Recovery, would be the step studies. And what is involved in the step studies? Can you kind of explain to us what happens when a person, you know, signs up to be part of a step study? What does that involve, and how does that help them?
Step study is fantastic, and that's where the real deep healing occurs in Celebrate Recovery. When you come to regular Celebrate Recoveries, you're going to have the large group worship, and there's going to be like a testimony of someone who is gone through the program and been through a step study and found recovery in their life. There's also going to be lessons that are taught every other week. Like I mentioned, Tracy taught lesson 15, Victory. But when you go to step study, which is held on a different day of the week or a different time than the large groups, step study is where you go really deep with a group of other people and you ask some really insight-looking questions about the problems in your life and identifying them and doing like we talk about, you'll hear people talk about the dreaded step 4 inventory where you go through and you identify all the problems in your life, but also the good things in your life. People tend to focus on the negative in step study, you also look for the positive things so you can reinforce those and reduce the negative things and turn those things over to Christ. Step study is based on all the lessons. It takes 6 to 12 months to go through it, depending on how fast the program runs at your church. But that's where the real deep healing begins. And that's where the light turned on for me. When I went through step study, I thought I was there to stay sober from alcohol. But step study is where I learned that my real problems were anxiety and depression. That's when the light really started to come on. Wow, now I understand why, even though I was sober, my life was still all screwed up. Step study showed me how to look deep and identify those problems and learn how to overcome them.
Man, that's good stuff to know that we have that foundation in God's word to help us navigate through and be successful in navigating through the hurts, the habits, and the hangups. Well, we just have about 4 or 5 minutes left in the broadcast today. The last thing I wanted to kind of cover is this issue of sponsorship. You know, I am convinced that we were never meant to walk the Christian life by ourselves. We are better together. And even you think about a strand, you know, one strand is not very strong. You put two strands together, it gets stronger. A strand of three cords is not easily broken. So in Celebrate Recovery, we have sponsors that help to keep you accountable. They're people that you can call when you're feeling like this urge to engage in that addiction. And so, Greg, can you spend just the last couple minutes of the broadcast today explaining how sponsorship works? What is the requirement to receive a sponsor? How do I become a sponsor when I get to that point when I'm ready to help somebody else? So just talk a little bit about sponsorship and how that works in Celebrate Recovery.
In Celebrate Recovery, we have two groups of people. We have accountability partners and we have sponsors. Accountability partners are the people that come to Celebrate Recovery with you and that they're in your small group, that they help hold you accountable. Sponsors are a special person. Think of that person as a coach that gets to know you well and understands your issues and your tendencies on how you might have a problem with it. For example, I was having some problems a few weeks ago with a big struggle in my life. I called my sponsor and I said, hey, I'm having a real problem with this and I need your help. First of all, I need some prayer. Could you pray with me? And then what is a healthy way to tackle this problem so it doesn't affect me negatively? So a sponsor is really, it's a biblical life coach that helps you through your struggles.
Man, that's good to know that you have somebody that can help you out and somebody that you can talk to or call. And we all need that. We all need the support of one another. And matter of fact, the Bible is very clear on that. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, it says that we who are stronger, those who are more mature in the faith, ought to support those who are the weaker ones. And there's nothing wrong if you're the weaker one, because one day you're going to be the stronger one. And one day you're going to be able to help somebody else. But before you can help somebody else, you know that old expression, hurt people, hurt people. We know that expression, and it's so popular, and it's so true. But we also know that strong people help others make strong. Healthy people make other people healthy. So the goal of Celebrate Recovery is to get you to the point where you are strong, that you are healthy spiritually and emotionally and even physically, so that you can be a blessing to somebody else. So, Greg, as we close off our broadcast time together, I appreciate you being here today. And can you share one final words of encouragement? Maybe somebody listening to us, they love somebody and they are battling an addiction. They don't know what to do. What would you recommend for them to do to help somebody that they love who can't get past their hurts, habits, and hangups?
The first thing you got to do is reach out for help. That's with any problem. Pastor Calvin gave the number for the church. Call that number and ask to be put in touch with myself or Tracy, and we can help you. And I want you to know that Celebrate Recovery is for addiction to alcohol and drugs, but it's for so much more. Like for me, it helped me identify that I had problems with anxiety and depression. But it's also for all these issues. It's for anxiety, depression, physical, sexual, emotional abuse, anger, grief, isolation, codependency, pornography, lust, infidelity, gambling, shopping, financial and relationship issues, cutting, self-harm, or anything that's causing problems in your life. So don't think it's just for addiction. It's for so much more. It's for anything that causes you to be separated from yourself and Jesus.
Well, that's good stuff. And one last thing I'd like to remind everybody about, you know, you can't fix anybody else. Only the Spirit of God can fix somebody else. What we do is we provide the guidance, the principles, the biblical mandate that you need to help navigate. We provide the sponsorship and the accountability, but you got to want to have to be set free from these hurts, habits, and hangups. And so I want to close our broadcast with a word of prayer. And I know somebody listening to us right now is either battling something they need some help with, or they know somebody who is. So Lord, we just come before you today. We just praise you for the opportunity to have this great ministry, Celebrate Recovery. I pray for the one who is listening to me right now, who knows somebody who is struggling with these hurts. I pray that you give them the initiative to begin the process of healing. May they give us a call at 757-421-7500 so that they can receive healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For more information, you go to our website at www.hrcc7.org. No matter what you're going through, remember, in Jesus Christ, there is always hope for your heart.